The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark.
I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
Played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Shea Theodore's overtime winner the other night against Vegas. So what are you laughing about? You're just giggling over there. It's like the first time you heard that, man.
Every now and then I just forget. It's like a guy being like a guy.
I know. I don't think that was actually what I said. I think Connor pasted that together. Is that true, Connor? Did you paste that together?
No, of course not. I thought about adding some time to make it a longer delay, but I didn't create it.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said something like that. That seems totally out of character. So anyways, let's get into Shea Theodore's overtime goal. Now, there's been a lot of debate about what happened on this overtime goal and why it was scored. And I see it differently than a few other people. I firmly believe that Leon was cheating on the offensive side of the puck to get a pass from Ethan Bear. And you can see if Ethan Bear is able to chip that puck by, it's a two-on-one. Nugent Hopkins with Drysdale, a two-on-one on Theodore. And I'm thinking I'm going to take my chance with that one. Unfortunately, Ethan Bear, not once but twice, isn't able to get the puck past the forecheckers. And the puck comes back in their zone, and then Leon's got no gas because he played the whole overtime. He's got no gas to jump back in and come to Theodore. Theodore comes in and just drops the hammer, and that is it. So it's a pretty big deal in that situation. Understand what's trying to go on. It's really hard to get offensive players to not think offense. Even when Leon is at the complete end of a shift and has got nothing left in his tank, he is thinking all the time offense. And, you know, in that moment, do you want him to come back or do you want him to change earlier? I think, you know, both would want to do it. But part of what makes him so great is he does cheat all the time. At this point, though, maybe knowing who you're playing, how long you've been out, maybe it's a better time not to cheat and suck back into your own zone. But if you watch that play, both he and Nugent Hopkins are jumping way out. And it's a clear two-on-one if Ethan Bear is able to get it past. Now, I'm not blaming Ethan Bear. And I'm not, to be honest, I'm not in some ways blaming Leon Draisaitl here. He is a born scorer. He wants to score. Nugent Hopkins puts himself in position and jump off for the two-on-one. You know, ultimately he's able to get back and take away, I think it's William Karlsson. But he isn't, you know, he's not the factor. Shea Theodore's the guy who scores, and in the end that is Draisaitl's guy. But if you're going to get these guys going in this area, you want to see exciting hockey, you want to see guys trying to score on that 3-on-3, you've got to take chances like this. The timing probably wasn't right in the team they're playing against, but that's his instinct, and that's what you're going to get. So, you know, there was those who thought he was changing. Like, there's no way he's changing. I was there. His feet were facing Ethan Bear. He was hoping to get that puck. If he gets it, he finds that extra jolt of energy. So that's what happened on that overtime goal. You know, they did get 1 point. At the end of the day, you know, they get an extra pointer. It would be really nice. But I think that you should be more worried about what happened the first 60 minutes in regulation than maybe worrying about the other 2 minutes and then that Shea Theodore one-timer from the slot. So, Greg, that's how I saw the overtime goal. It's a little bit different than most people, but I'm pretty sure that's how it played out for the big guy and the Oilers.